Guys, I understand pain, okay? My Cowboys just lost on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
So whatever you're going through, I feel it too, you know? Like, maybe even more, you know? You guys didn't get the president you wanted. I'm not getting the Super Bowl winner I wanted. It's the same thing.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of American Daisies. We are sitting here at the Crosby Street Hotel. Should I be saying that out loud, where we are?
Yeah, guys, if you want to stalk Arjun, he's at the Crosby Street Hotel in Soho, New York, courtesy of the Magicians. Anybody who's a crazy fan of Arjun, find him. He's in a room. I actually didn't get the room number, but I'll get it. I'll tweet it.
We haven't been together in a room in how long?
San Francisco, we banked interviews in July?
June. Bro, we haven't been together in a room. We hung out in October, but we didn't do any interviews. We haven't done this together in over 6 months, man. It's nice to be back.
It feels so much better than the stupid Skype interviews I hate doing.
Yeah, man, I'm if you guys haven't pieced it together, I'm back in the States. I just got back here Thursday.
Arjun is back from India. He's a new man.
I mean,
change forever, permanently.
I do feel like I have new perspective for sure.
Yeah,
it's. I can't stress enough travel and how important it is. I mean, beyond the fact that this was also travel to my homeland, where I feel so connected to the roots. I thought about this. My family got here. My dad came here in 75, and then my mom came here in 78. So if I was born in 86, that means that my roots in this country are 11 or 8 years. That's it.
Yeah.
That's just like
a baby. We babies out here. The whole point of this podcast.
Yeah, and so going back there was a really profound experience. But if I could just take a quick second and just say to everybody, if you get a chance to travel, even if you travel within your city, wherever you are, to like a place that you haven't tried, like a dinner spot that you haven't tried, or a different type of cuisine that you haven't tried, or a museum or something that you haven't done, that's travel. And anything that you do, God.
Go somewhere. Bro, if someone's asking you travel and you're like, I went to the other side of town, got a Italian food I don't normally get, that you sound like a real loser.
Yeah, but
you ain't putting that on Instagram.
Listen.
That's not getting likes. That's a boring Snapchat story. Come on.
But you know, travel is expensive, and not everyone can have the privilege to do it. So I'm just giving away that you can still travel and adventure and expand your horizons. Anyway. Fuck all that noise. Why are we talking right now? It's Tuesday, the 17th. We're going to drop this. It's going to be Wednesday by the time you're listening. We don't have a guest again. And first off, I want to apologize. My trip in India lasted longer than we all thought. And so this is on me. And because of that, we didn't have a chance to do any interviews because we do them in person. So we are putting out actually a state of the podcast. We've taken the last few months, and we've been kind of tinkering with how do we want this to continue? What do we want it to look like? And I'm thrilled to announce that we have Angana Barathur. I don't actually know if that's how you say her last name.
I don't know either, buddy. I don't think it's that, though.
But, I mean, that's how you spell it.
Barathur.
But Angana, I'm thrilled to announce that Angana is signed on as our producer. She's going to help us produce this podcast.
Some of you have pointed out has been sorely lacking in previous episodes.
And also thrilled that we have a woman coming on board to offer a perspective and a lens that we don't, have since, we ain't women.
Right.
But she's fantastic. She's really excited about the podcast. She's produced a number of things. She's right now working on a film fund. I don't want to say too much because I don't think I'm allowed to. But she's produced the PSA that I was a part of, anti-Trump PSA that I was a part of, that was obviously really successful.
That's what I was thinking. I don't want to say
that. That was super successful.
We were really going after, if you guys didn't see the PSA, it's a very specific, subsection of people they're going after.
And I don't know if we were successful or not, but regardless, she produced it. And anyway, we're excited to have her on board, and we're excited for some of the ideas that she has. But that does bring us to what we're talking about, what we're looking at. We're approaching a new year. We've been doing this podcast for 2.5 years now.
Jesus.
Yeah. 2.5 years. It's remarkable. We're thinking about, we're open to sort of different shifts, and we're open to letting the podcast evolve. And as we tinker with what might be a slightly different format, we might be involving a little bit more music, might be involving different segments. We don't know. We're kind of open to that at this moment. We're exploring that at this time. I wanted to open it up to you guys. This is a community podcast. In my head, this is a community space. So get at us about ideas that you want implemented. Get at us about different ideas you might have, because we're open to that. We're open to all the ideas. I'm super down to open sourcing this podcast.
Me too.
Which also brings me to the next big point in what we're calling our State of the Podcast 2017.
I like it.
We've said this a number of times. This is a passion project for Akash and I. We don't get paid anything. We got paid once with the Dropbox. Shouts to Dropbox.
Yeah.
South by
box
Southwest. Box up. Fuck Box. Love Dropbox, though. It's very confusing. It's confusing as to which one we like and which one we don't.
True.
Anyway, regardless, in general, we just do this because we want to. And it was something that Akash and I wanted, a project for ourselves. But what's beautiful is that both of us are starting to work a lot more. I'm traveling a lot more. He's busting his ass a lot more, doing more shows everywhere. He's going to be traveling around the States with comedy. So we need help. We need help for this to be as sustainable and keep it as dope as possible. And so we're opening it up to you guys. If you guys love the podcast, want it to keep going in some ways, come at us and come join our team, man. We're genuinely, we would love people to come join our team. And when I say that we want us to join our team, we are going to empower you to implement ideas.
Yeah, you are, just real quick though, you're not getting on the podcast. I foresee a slew of "I need to be on the podcast" tweets. Fine, maybe you do need to. We're not gonna let you on.
I mean, we might though.
I'm not gonna let you on.
No, honestly, we are at this moment. We are open to all sorts of help. We are open to all sorts of ideas. The podcast will continue in some form for sure. We're not. This is not a podcast where we're saying goodbye. It's a podcast where we're saying we're doing some shifts, and we want to make sure that we can do something that is sustainable within our schedules. And I guess we're calling to the community to say we want some help. And so, like, if you have an idea and you want to do a segment about news, we'd love for you to record that segment, send it to us, and we'll add it to the podcast, if you know, or do something. We can think outside the box. We can make this happen in whatever. But I wanted to put that out to our community around the nation. We have some communities, some listeners in different countries. Like, it's the internet. It's recording the internet. Get at us. We can make this really beautiful. Our email address is AmericanDaisiesPodcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on Twitter.
@AmericanDaisies.
Facebook messages. We get some Facebook messages. You can
sometimes
do that.
Sometimes we're real late to reply, but get them at us.
Yeah, we'll be better about that, hopefully. That's just the thing, you know. We want to put out the best content that we can as consistently as possible, right? And so that's what we will aim to do. And that's what we're trying to do. I really anticipated talking more about the state of the podcast, but
we have any community stuff?
I feel like that is the state of the podcast. Let me throw up the inauguration real quick before we do that.
This is going to be the highest rated inauguration ever.
It's going to be crazy. But this is mainly, I don't want to dive too much into how I feel about the inauguration, how you feel about the inauguration, because I mean, I feel like it's all noise at this point. At this point, everybody's saying the same damn fucking thing. Here's what I want to say. I want everybody, however you choose to participate, whether it's by not participating, whether it's that you just need to get, like my pops, sorry to put you on blast, pops, but he desperately wants it to rain on Friday in D.C., and he said, I want to go shopping. I want to get away from this. I have no business. He's so upset about the whole thing that he doesn't even want to be anywhere near the inauguration. However you choose to participate, if you're marching, if you're protesting, or if you are choosing to abstain, just want everyone to be safe. Just asking everybody to take care of themselves. And maybe this is my overinflated sense of fear at this moment, but it feels like a crazy time. And emotions are really, really high. Tension's really, really high. And I just want everybody in the community to be as safe as possible.
Be safe. Be reasonable.
And that's the other thing. Yeah, thanks for that. Like, listen, everybody has an opinion. Everybody deserves to be heard. And we need to listen to each other. We need to listen to each other so that we can move forward. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of fear. And I think we got to listen to each other. There's a quote that I heard that I think is really important. When you judge, you lose the opportunity to influence. And I think at this time, if you feel strongly about your position, then your job must be to influence others. And if you think by judging others, you will influence them. If you think by hating them, you will influence them. If you think by yelling at them, you will influence them. I am guessing, and I'm very positive, this is a very educated guess, you are going to find yourself to be mistaken. So if you can find the empathy to understand where your opposition is coming, and this is for all people on all sides, truly, you can find the empathy and then approach it from that space, you may find yourself to be more successful. And we all win if we are all more successful at that.
Yeah, somebody, this is pretty much just echoing what Arjun said, but somebody tweeted at us about something. We don't have to tolerate intolerance. And I was just thinking, that's a cool sentiment, but if you actually want to make a change, as opposed to just yelling at people, you're not going to do it by just saying, I don't tolerate the way you live.
Mm-hmm.
Have some empathy, like Arjun said. Hear people out and understand if you're not doing that, y'all two aren't that different. You might disagree on the issues, but you're essentially approaching them the same way, which is intolerance.
Right.
And that clearly hasn't ever worked.
I mean, we have an opportunity right now to get out of a cycle. We're stuck in a cycle of fear and hatred. And the hatred, I don't think, is people are born with it. I think it's taught, and it comes from fear. And usually it comes from anger and hurt. So I think that if we can understand there's a lot of people that are hurting right now, the world is changing, automation is making people lose a lot of jobs, the world is getting smaller and therefore scarier, people are just scared. And that doesn't excuse anything. All I'm saying is if we can understand that and approach them with that, I think that's where we can make a difference.
Guys, I understand pain, okay? My Cowboys just lost on Sunday.
Oh, my God.
So whatever you're going through, I feel it too, you know? Like, maybe even more, you know? You guys didn't get the president you wanted. I'm not getting the Super Bowl winner I wanted. It's the same thing, really, when you get down to brass tacks. It's about the same.
Oh, man. This is why we're a good team, man. Oh, completely random, and that's because I don't have anything else to say about the... Do you have anything else
you
to say about
the... You clearly didn't when you were like, that's why we make a good team. I was like, we're going to compliment each other the next 5 minutes?
No, but do you have anything else you want to say about
the... I'm looking through the mentions.
Okay, while you're looking through mentions, I'm going to say this. Last thing about what you may gain, I'm going to throw a soft pitch at y'all. Both Akash and I are gaining visibility. This podcast is gaining visibility. It's kind of an exciting time to join this team if you want to, right? It's a good place. People are going to listen to it. If you have a message that you want to get out there, get involved. We had a young lady who came at us and was a little upset with the conversation around demonetization. And, you know, one thing that she said was she's upset that the conversation is a certain way. And I want to remind everybody, we have a community episode so that we can expand the conversation. We have on guests so that we can, you know, have a diverse conversation around identity. We are open. We want more people to be a part of the conversation. So if you're upset with the way the conversation is going in any space, come get involved. We welcome it. And we'll figure out some way. If you want to help us, we will figure out a way that you can help us.
Arjun will figure out a way that you can help us.
Yeah, because he doesn't really do that much, let's be honest.
Yeah, basically. Vishal tweeted at us 2 days ago, let's get a cricket episode on American Desis.
Ooh,
great idea.
Guys!
Idea.
I watched that cricket match. Nobody's going to give a shit. Maybe they will, but that cricket match was crazy. If anybody cares about cricket, we are watching Virat Kohli already start threatening Sachin Tendulkar as the best cricketer in Indian history.
Really?
Already.
That's crazy.
Already.
That's crazy.
He already has matched. Now, in a run chase, in the second innings of a one day, he already has as many hundreds, 17, as Sutchin has had his entire career. He's done it in 96 matches, 92 and 96. Sutchin did it in 256.
Jesus.
This man is a beast.
Really?
If you like cricket and you are casually or whatever, start paying attention to Virat Kohli. There's another one-day international happening on January 19th. That's Thursday. Check it out. I streamed that shit online, like, illegally. It was beautiful.
Someone tweeted at us to check out Aditi Juneja's resistancemanual.org. She's actually tweeted at us a few times, but apparently she created a framework for resisting Trump's agenda.
Well, that's cool. We're going to retweet that right now.
Yeah.
And check that out on the American Daisies. Also, if you're not following us, we have more listeners than we have followers on Twitter. And I get it. We're not good at Twitter, but it makes us...
I'm great on my other handle, but...
Oh, my God. What are you doing?
I can't say that stuff here. So, you know...
You guys get or come, just follow us because it's nice.
You know, my mom goes through my tweets now to see make sure I'm not saying anything too offensive.
Wow. Well, somebody should.
I mean, sure, but I don't need her reading this. I got on Twitter specifically because I thought she'd never check it. Horrendous things have been said.
I do remember that one day that I came into your crib and you were like furiously deleting all old tweets.
I mean, listen, we're editing that out. We're deleting this from the podcast. Talking about, man. Clear search history.
Yeah.
All right.
State of the podcast. I mean,
that was fun. That was it. Sweet.
I do want to. Since we have some time, I do want to open the conversation for what Sam said. This is a listener, Sam, new listener, who wrote to us and was also in India during the whole demonetization situation expressed some concern with that there wasn't enough potentially talked about the negative side effects of demonetization. I want to be clear that neither of us are experts at this. I was trying to give context and be as nuanced as possible. It's a big topic and it has a lot to it. There's an economic level, there's a PR angle, and then there's what's actually happening. It's a major update to demonetization, but it has not turned out to be successful in what the government needed from an economic standpoint. It hasn't been that successful from a corruption standpoint, because most of the corruption that exists in India, as I mentioned in the last podcast, is not the cash corruption. It's the bank accounts in the Caymans, it's the real estate. Those are the two big ones that the government needs to hit. So let's see if they want to take new steps. If they're serious about taking down corruption, campaign financing is the big thing. Real estate and then money in the Caymans. It's been bad and it's been really disaffecting. Disaffecting, is that a word?
I don't know.
It's been really fucking with. Sometimes it's just easier to be crass. It's been really fucking with the people, especially the farmers and people in the lower income situations, which is a lot of India. So it's an ongoing process. We'll see what happens. We'll keep monitoring it. But yeah, that was it.
All right. Great talk, man. Guys, hope you listened. Hope you enjoyed the short episode. Hope you made it this far. Guys, you know it would be great if you want to really get involved and you want to get your hands dirty.
No, actually get involved. Don't listen to whatever the fuck he's about to say.
Rate the podcast. 5 stars.
Right, but we
get
need more than that.
Get your hands dirty. That's what the people need.
That's not what we need.
Get involved. That's not what we need.
That's not what we need.
Disrupt. 5 stars on iTunes. iTunes don't want to see us win. Trying to hold down the brown podcast in this world. 5 stars, bruh, .. Fire emoji. Killing it.
Emoji?
Yeah. American Daisies podcast. Search it.
Thank you, guys. I'll be honest. We're not exactly sure what's going to come next. But
probably more the exact same.
No, it's gonna be something. Okay, it's gonna be something different. There's for
both
sure.
Both are possible.
Anything's possible. But we'll be coming at you soon. We promise. So I'm Arjun.
I'm Akash.
And we'll catch you soon.
God bless.